Okay, Steve McGoffin, tremendous day for you lying here. Just tell us what's happening to your knee here.
Just a bit of maintenance on that, mate. So we've got a good unit called the Game Ready Machine. So it just pumps around some very cold, icy water and takes away the aches and pains and see how we go in the morning.
And I imagine your performance today must take away the aches and pains. Well, career best 8 for 20. I must have been thrilled.
Yeah, thrilled, yeah. I mean, amazing day, really. It's hard to sort of describe, really. Didn't quite have that on the radar when we came here this morning. But, no, the wicket was helpful. And, yeah, we just tried to put as many balls in the normal area that I like to try and bowl. And today got some nicks and got the rewards, which is very pleasing.
And overcast as well, I guess that helps as well, Steve.
Yeah, it did, yeah. The ball moved around and, we probably would have bowled first had we won the toss. But, it did nibble around a bit. But, I think our guys showed when we were in the middle batting that, certainly not a minefield. It's, we played very positively and we've got a good total on the ball.
How surprised were you that Somerset decided to bat?
Well, like I said, we were probably going to bowl first, from my understanding. The wicket looked like it might have had a little bit in it, but that's their decision, I suppose, not ours. So.
And in terms of your knee, obviously it's giving you a bit of discomfort. Was there any time when you were bowling you thought, well, perhaps I should come off? Or when you're getting wickets, do you think there's no way I'm coming?
No, Nash asked me a couple of times how I was going, but no problems today, mate, that's for sure.
In terms of the reply, because you never know what a wicket's like until you come to bat on it, and Sussex proved that, it's a decent track.
It is, yeah. I mean, there's definitely the odd ball in there that's moving off the seam, and like I said, a little bit of swing there as well, but I think Rory in particular, the way he, the guys at the top, when they started, they were particularly positive, which is, we feel is the way to bat on those sorts of surfaces, is to have a clear game plan, and the guys did that, and Rory followed that up in the middle order, and, getting close to 300 now is a great total, I think, and a lead of 200 and plenty.
As you're saying, all the plaudits will rightly be for your bowling today, but in terms of your batting, when you came in, you were still some way away from bonus points, and all of a sudden just two away from a third.
Yeah, I mean, probably didn't have it too much in our minds getting to the 300 at the time. Now that we're quite close, it's obviously a bit more of a factor. But, the guys down the bottom, we all just try and chip in and contribute as we can. We probably haven't, scored as many runs this season as we probably would have liked, to be honest. I know personally I haven't, and it's nice to get, a little 20 there today and, hopefully get the extra bonus point tomorrow morning.
When you get a fifer in club cricket, you have to get a jug. What do you have to get when you get 8 for 20, Steve?
I've got no idea, mate. Absolutely no idea.
Well, well bowled today. Many congratulations.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.